This is Only We Matter Podcast with Jacqueline and Brandon, bringing generations together.
Brandon, we're heading into Thanksgiving. Tell me, like, everybody's going to just be saying, oh, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? And I'm not dissing that, but my take on it is, should we not just be thankful every day? Is there not one thing that we can be thankful for every day?
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to all the listeners out there. It is a bizarre holiday for Canadians, right? It is a bizarre holiday in the sense that any movie we watch, especially a Christmas movie that comes from the States, which is all of them.
That's okay. That's not true. There are some Hallmark that are Canadian.
Well, they're done here, but are they actually set here? Like, you know.
Some.
Some? Okay.
A few.
All right. Just one? One of the 50,000 Hallmark Christmas movies that happen every single year. They crank them out.
You bet they do.
So cheesy and wonderful.
Love them. 15-day turnaround.
Wow. Yes. That is.
That's not true.
Nadine and I will. We will subscribe to that channel, the W channel.
Okay.
Or Stack TV.
Yeah.
On Prime, just for Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, we did it
last year.
Do it. That's not accurate. It's a 15-day filming schedule for a movie, which is crazy.
Yes.
And the turnaround is 5 weeks or less.
Like, the editors must be sweating.
And if you only knew how many takes for one little thing, and then they have to go through them. I know they mark them, and I get all that, but there's just like a subtle change, and then, okay, cut. Okay, now let's do it from this angle. And it's like, blow my mind.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to, working title is First Christmas, and it comes out in the middle of November, and you might see my jacket.
Oh, your jacket.
Might even see my face, actually, but.
What color is your jacket?
Well, it depends on what the day is. Yellow, blue, a mustard yellow. I have a gray sweater on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown. I've got like a brown wool coat on. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back to our question then.
Oh, yeah.
So then
what was it?
The point of all of that was this, is that for Americans, Christmas and Thanksgiving starts Christmas season.
Yes, right? It does for Americans.
It's like, right, it's like Black Friday for us. We get that. So the Thursday before Black Friday is Thanksgiving in America. And that is like Christmas. It's like, bam, bam. For us, it's October. And then we got 2 months till Christmas. So it's not Christmas for us.
Not really.
But, you know, Thanksgiving for us is about fall. It's about harvest. It's about, obviously, thankfulness. But it does. I think look a little different, and it gets a little tricky when you watch all those movies. But and your answer is yes. Of course, we're meant to be thankful every day. It's almost like though, like saying like, you know, we should love Santa Claus every day of the year, and not just on Christmas when he gives us all gifts, because that's what Santa does. Jacqueline, you're staring at me as if
I'm like, are you really going there? Like for Santa? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Wow. I cannot. I'm on track now. I'm on track. I promise. This is going somewhere. The point is this.
Okay, I'm with you.
It's a day to remind us. I think it's a day to remind us, or it should be a day to remind us to be thankful every day. So it's useful because it's like a stimulus bill into our economy of thankfulness.
Say that again.
I'll pause there for a minute. It's a stimulus bill into the economy of thankfulness of our souls. So that's what Thanksgiving really is for me. That's why at dinner that day, you will, some people, I never did this growing up. We just ate lots of food, and that was pretty much Thanksgiving for me. But most recently, it has been a lot more of what are you thankful for, and a time of reflection more so than even asking the question. Now that we have little children, we ask the question, but it helps us to boost us into that mind frame, I think, really helpfully before heading to Christmas season, when we tend to just get all hectic and crazy. But also Yeah, just to give us that boost we need to have thankful hearts for the rest of the year. That's what I like to take Thanksgiving as, a reminder rather than this is the only day of the year. It's like Mother's Day. It's like the only day of the year you appreciate moms. And but really, we want to have thankfulness and thankful hearts every day of the year.
I don't know where to go from there. Done.
I know. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Like it.
Here, I'll give you a quote.
Okay, give me a quote.
Here's a quote for you. Okay. So, of course, you guys all know I'm a pastor and I speak a lot for some reason. And so in preparation for a message that I'm speaking, I've been reading a little bit of Richard Foster.
Oh, that's
his book,
nice.
His book on prayer. And so he does have a section in his prayer book on adoration. Adoration, which he said that in adoration, there's two sides of the coin. There is thanksgiving and there is praise. So thanksgiving being that thankful for what God has done or given you. And then praise being that we worship him for who he is. Then out of it, that's his identity. Anyway, so he says this right at the beginning of this one chapter. He says, prayer is the human response to the perpetual outpouring of love by which God lays siege to every soul. Prayer is the human response to the perpetual outpouring of love by which God lays siege to every soul. That's jam-packed, that one sentence that he has. He's saying all of prayer, not just Thanksgiving, but all of prayer is all about God's love pouring onto us and us responding to him. That's what prayer is. That's the only reason we ever pray, is that he's pouring out his love to us. And we see it, and so we respond. Even when we ask him for help, if that's our entire prayer life of asking him for help or for things, it's because he's poured out his love for us enough to know that we can ask him. Anyway, and so that's what adoration is. That's what Thanksgiving is. It's actually a response to God loving us. The problem is we're not attentive. That's one of the barriers, I think, to thankfulness, is we're not attentive.
So I want to know, because our podcast is about a generational divide, there's a gap and we want to bridge the gap. So based on what you just said, I want to know from my generation or before me even, how does that fit in? Like, did they get it? Like, are we, this isn't, like, your generation isn't just, like, oh boy, you're going to have to edit this. Your generation isn't, this isn't new. This isn't something new. Like, just because your generation is coming out with this quote, or Richard is coming out with this quote, doesn't mean that this is a new thing. So, my generation, were we thankful? But I don't mean just thankful because we had turkey dinner. Did we understand that God pouring his love out to us was just a continual thankful feast? And that's why we're thankful to him, is because his love is continuous. Can that love from God ever stop because we don't say thank you? You said we're just, you know, even if we just keep asking all the time, there's still that adoration. But is that the way the relationship is supposed to be? Is just asking all the time?
I think it starts there. I think it starts there. I'm trying to remember which. I think it's Julian of Norwich or St. Teresa of Avila. One of those two right now. I get them mixed up in my head. But talk about the levels of love. Five, and maybe Bernard of Clairvaux goes here as well. But these five levels of love that we attain to, that we desire to go to. And one of them is pretty like one-sided, where it's me looking for love. Kind of like a child who just is super dependent on their parents, on their guardians, whoever's looking after them. They just need to soak it all in. And essentially, if someone's relationship with God stays there, it stays there. It doesn't have to. I think it should grow. That's what our disciple-making journey is all about. Our discipleship journey is about growing towards God. And so our thankfulness grows once we have awareness of what God has actually done for us, what the cross has meant for us throughout eternity, that his love is constantly poured out for us through time and space. And when we encounter it, that's when I think we become thankful. And so we can jump up a level of love of what he actually has for us, and how then we start to love him a little more as we go deeper in his love, rather than just trying to seek love for us. It's not that our children don't love us. It's just the type of love they have right when they're so young is neediness. Mm. But when they cuddle into you or finally give you that goo goo gaga or say dada or mama, right? It's like, that's all, that means everything in the world to us. And I think it's the same with our Father, Heavenly Father, that even that in those moments of just calling him dad and like resting in his presence for a little bit, when we start to do that after asking him for everything, means the world to him. And then it grows, and then it grows.
Thanksgiving can be really hard for so many people.
That's good.
And, you know, we have grown children now and they're married and they have in-laws, and now we're sharing. And so the expectation that you're always going to get a family meal on these holidays where the world hypes them up, well, the Canadian world, because it's a Canadian Thanksgiving, hypes them up to, it's all about family and memories and that, I don't know, infatuated family affair, let's blow it out over the top, might not happen. And so what happens to those people that actually, you know, you go, so what are you doing for the weekend? Oh, you know, we don't have much planned yet. We'll just go with the flow, see what happens. Are they really saying, yeah, I'm just going to go with the flow? Or are they saying, I got nothing because nobody wants to be with me and it's all about being with family?
Yep.
And somehow I want to make that connection with the Lord. You know, we're thankful, and you can say thank God for my health or thank God for the weather, or, but it's got to go a little bit further than that. There has to be a little bit more emotion to it than that. And I guess I am just a little bit more conscious of what it means to be with family on holidays. Because it's not a guarantee. It's not a given. Because my children are grown. And they have their own homes. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And so where does that leave me and my spouse? Do we still have that relationship? Do we still make our own turkey dinner? Or do we do something else? I mean, it looks different for everybody. But, you know, I think we just need to be really conscious of those things. And being conscious in that moment of the meal, you know, maybe it's about looking outside our circle and our comfort zone. And whether it's at church or your neighbors down the street, like, who doesn't have something this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's like changing the idea of saying what you're thankful for, acting on it, to have actions of thankfulness. Because that's something too, right? How do I show that I'm thankful? How do I live my life as if I'm grateful for what I've been given in this time? And one of the ways to do that is to share your life. Share your life with the stranger or the neighbor. You know, scripture talks a lot about those two groups of people. And it's like those two groups get neglected. Maybe there's a, like you were saying, like, it's like our culture picks something that we value as Christians and just like ratchets it up, like cranks it up on steroids, which twists it to an idol, like family, right? Mm. Family all through scripture is this really important thing from Adam and Eve all the way down. But man, when our media gets a hold of it, when marketing gets a hold of it, they wanna work those strings, those emotional, sentimental strings, and they want them to squeeze out every dollar they can get out of us, right? But when they do that, what they don't realize they've created, or maybe they do, is this false sense of what family is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you look at family in scripture, it's pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up how many wives these men had and how many children of children and weird things going on. But it was family there, right? Like, and they would either fight or kill each other or stand up for one another. But when they celebrated, you know, for a lot of the Bible times, is the whole community came together. That was their celebrations. And we've made it this micro unit of immediate family over the past few hundred years, I think. So. Yeah. So in the middle of that, what does it look like for our actions to be thankful and to celebrate well?
That's it.
That way.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to come back because that was a really good point. Because we can say we're thankful and we're grateful, but where does the rubber meet the road?
Yeah.
And I don't mean just with people, but what about with God? We say we're thankful, but where's the action behind that? And I don't mean doing things for God. That's part of it, but it's not works that saves us. So it's about our relationship, you know, and it's our relationship with God. And taking that moment from just saying, thank you, God, for the food, to actually spending maybe 5 minutes even, set your watch, set your iPhone, set whatever you need to, and just spend 5 minutes adoring. And you don't know what adoring means? Look it up. I mean, I could look it up and I could tell you exactly what it means, but that's the exercise, to look it up so it sticks with you. So you understand what adoring means. And it's about recognizing the character of who God is.
Yeah.
And adoring him. So happy Thanksgiving. What are you going to do?
Well, I'll be thankful. No, I got a free turkey.
Nice.
And so I sent it to my mother-in-law.
Oh, to cook? Tell me.
She asked for it.
Oh, okay.
I said, hey, Nance, guess what? I got a free turkey. And she's like, really? What are you going to do with it? And I was like, we can cook it. I don't know what to do with it. Let's just cook it. And so she came by. She's like, where's that turkey? And so I gave it to her, and we're gonna cook it with her. She's going to cook it probably, but and our church is doing a drive-in Thanksgiving service with communion. And so we are stoked for that in our church parking lot. So that'll be fun.
Well, you? Very cool. Yeah. Like our weekend, is full and I'm happy. We have, we are on the ball. We're doing Christmas photos, family photos this Saturday. Yep. I don't even know.
Just like American Thanksgiving.
Just like American.
Christmas starts, except you get an extra month.
We get an extra month. And you know.
Way more than a month and a bit.
And I kind of feel like we might need it this year. So for whatever reason, we are not leaving it to the 11th hour to get those cards out. They are the best.
I probably say this every year on this podcast, but those photos are hilarious.
The 11th hour?
I wait for them. No, the funniness of your photos. Oh. Can you also do a lip sync song? Can you also do a video? I would like you guys to do what you did during the beginning of quarantine and make a music video.
And do a music video for Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is hilarious. So happy Thanksgiving to you, Brandon, and your family. I hope you have a great time celebrating each other and with each other and someone else too.
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay! Hey, we're trying to build each other up, not ignore each other, here on Only We Matter podcast with Brandon and Jacqueline. Thanks for listening. Hit the subscribe button and keep the conversation going.